Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the state's top political pundits, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks. Our today's guest is Greg Ferraro. We'll be talking about the passing of a giant in Nevada politics, Joe Dini.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Ernie Adler, and Bob Barango. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
From Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Greg Ferraro, principal with the Ferraro Group. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. It's nice to be back.
Sad news last week with the passing of Joe Dini, the former speaker at age 85. Tell us your favorite Joe Dini story.
Oh, there are so many. I mean, what a legend, and you know, one of the greats has fallen in Nevada. Steady example of leadership. The way he would go to committee, he would go to the floor. He was not a great speech maker. He didn't make a lot of speeches, but he had lived by the belief that if you have the votes, you don't need to talk.
And he spent time over at Jack's Bar.
He did.
In those different days, than today.
Yeah, you know, in those days, it was a lot more collegial atmosphere. I mean, everybody had their differences, but by the end of the day, you could set aside your differences. You could agree to disagree, have a drink, sort it out, and get to work the next day. It's a time I hope that maybe will be restored, but it may be maybe a long time coming.
I look at it, the almost Joe Dini dying is like the end of civility in the Nevada legislature. Since he's been gone, the civility factor has really decreased, in my opinion.
Well, I think that may be the case nationally. I mean, I think national politics has become more divisive. Certainly that's the case in Nevada. I think with the passing of a Dini and Raggio and others, some of the younger lawmakers now have something to work toward and an example to try to reach. And I'm hopeful that we can get back to those days when you can have honest disagreements, you can hash it out, that compromise is not a bad word, And that you can move this state forward by working together.
Do you think that term limits plays a major role in this in terms of the fact that these people really don't know each other that well?
Oh, no doubt about it.
And it's going to take time.
No doubt about it. Term limits is here to stay, number one. But number two is it's changed the decorum. And in the old days, if you will, I mean, some of these legislators were here for 15, 20, 25 years. I think you can make an argument. Turnover is good. At the same time, you lose a lot of experience, you lose a lot of wisdom, but it is what it is. And so we're dealing with a new set of legislators who have 12 years in their respective houses to get things done. I do think, though, that the attention that's been paid to Joe's passing, Barbara Bukanovich's passing, Raju's passing, has stirred in a lot of us a desire to see more people like that. And I hope that that serves as an example to new political types coming into the system.
You bring up an interesting point when you say 12 years in their respective houses. The CSN professor of political science, Mark Popowski, said on this program that he believes because of the ruling in the Reno mayoral case, that will apply to the legislature, that you'll only be able to serve in one house or the other, or a total, if you go across, of 12 years. What do you think about that?
No, I haven't studied his theory. I mean, a number of people, as you know, since term limits went into effect, have moved from one house to the other. In some cases, you know, from the Senate, the Assembly to the Senate. I think that might be a stretch, in my opinion. I haven't looked at the law, but I think that it's clear to me that you can serve in that house and go to the other, but we'll see.
You know, maybe changing the subject a little bit, the Nevada Republican Party held its state convention this weekend in Las Vegas, and they voted to not endorse but back Sue Loudon in the race for lieutenant governor. Mark Hutchison wasn't there, her opponent. How does this vote for Loudon impact the race and impact Hutchison's campaign?
I don't think it has much effect at all, really, Ray. I think the endorsement that matters to a lot of Republicans is the one that he has from the governor. But that being said, you know, there's 400,000 registered Republicans in the state. 8 weeks from tomorrow is the primary. So it's going to be a very low turnout. Most everybody expects something in 20-25%, maybe. And so the fight will be on between those two candidates, between Sue and Mark, of who can get to those voters the most oftentimes with the sharpest message. I think we're about to enter into the phase where you're going to see a lot of TV put up in a lieutenant governor's primary race, which is a little bit
stunning.
Unique. And so it's, you know, who has the better message, who has the better ground game, and who can turn out 80,000 Republicans.
But the thing is about getting this backing and not an endorsement is that the people that those at that the Republican convention, those are the type of people that care enough to turn out for a primary, especially a low turnout primary. It seems like it does give Loudon some sort of advantage.
Yeah, I'm sure she would, you know, she'd rather have it than not. I mean, so no question about that. I think the Republican Party, the organizational party, the Central Committee, is the delegates to the convention, you know, may not reflect the majority of Republicans. Maybe they do. We're about to find out. But I think, you know, it comes down to, you know, how many times they can reach Republicans in Clark County, Washington County, the rurals, and get them to turn out.
Do you think it's comparable to when Dina Titus defied Harry Reid and went for the congressional seat in CD1? That is comparable to what Sue Loudon is doing?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of different factors that played into both of those races. Sue has every good reason to run, and she's out there working hard. I think Hutchison is a really good candidate, and he's seen by a lot of people as somebody who's probably going to win. He's raised a lot of money. We'll see. Reports come out May 20th, so we'll see what's happened in the last reporting period. And
do you have a concern that they're going to get so bloodied in this primary? Because it's pretty ugly. It's humorous in some ways, but it's pretty ugly. And it's probably only going to get uglier.
I would say the tensions are probably going to rise a little
right.
bit.
Right. So doesn't that open the door for Lucy Flores, that if she has enough money to be at a play, that she could end up taking this?
Sure. I mean, you have to look at it in its total context. We're not a state that's unaccustomed to having primary races. In this case, I think everybody would hope the Republicans would come together after the battle fog goes away and fight for November. But I'm sure the Democrats and Lucy Flores' advisors are hoping that it's a pretty bloody one. But there's a lot of time between June and November, and a lot of issues will come to the surface that aren't really present now.
All right, let's take a break. More with Greg Ferraro when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully's Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Greg Ferraro. Jeb Bush, just in Las Vegas recently. There are a lot of people that think that of the Bush kids, he was the one that should have been president the first time around. Do you think that he's going to run again? Because it certainly seems like he's going in that direction. And he's right on so many issues that would help the Republican Party, for example, with Hispanics and education, et cetera.
I have no way of knowing, but it looks like...
You're the most connected guy I know. Are you kidding me?
2 weeks, two years before the election. I mean, he's probably, trying to figure it out, float some trial balloons. Try to gauge where interest levels are, support levels, financial donor levels. I mean, I think he's going through all of those early steps that everyone has to go through to determine, make a good decision as to whether or not it's a viable opportunity. And I would bet you he doesn't know either.
Well, when you look at Chris Christie, who a lot of people thought that he would be the best choice for a candidate, he's pretty much done, isn't he?
I don't think so. I mean, I it's a long way. I mean, he likes to speak truth to the politics. I mean, I think he's got a lot to say, and I think there's a lot of people that admire him for his directness. That said, can a governor of New Jersey that's just been through all that he's been through recover? I mean, I think he can recover. It's just a question of who else is in the fight.
Well, he's not running until 2016, so gives plenty of time for people to forget. One thing that's...
Oh, except people that run campaigns don't forget.
They're in the business of reminding
election.
People.
Yeah, they're already getting the commercials ready.
Who knows? I mean, it's fun. It's a kind of a parlor exercise, but it's really pretty early.
One of the things that hasn't got a lot of coverage in the national media is the U.S. Senate races in 2014. Now, 33 of 100 seats are up for election this year. Do you think that's possible that Harry Reid could turn in from the Democratic majority leader to the minority leader?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at all the Washington smart thinkers, they've got, you know, 5 Democrat seats. Republicans have to take 6 seats to take the majority.
Yeah.
So 5 Democrat-held seats today are considered toss-ups, and 2 more are considered leaning Republican. So, you know, it's an election about Obamacare. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible.
And you know, that's going to be real interesting because, you know, by the time we get to that election cycle, Obamacare will not just be a slogan, but it'll be a reality for the entire country. And there are a lot of people that are going to benefit from that. For example, pre-existing conditions. I mean, that's huge. I had a heart attack in 1994. That's a pre-existing condition. That's something that makes it hard for a person to be able to get insurance. The benefits of Obamacare are going to be seen in that 2-year period.
Yeah, I know, there's a question. I mean, I think the election is going to be about, did it help you? Has it helped you? Have you taken advantage of it? Has it hurt you? Has it caused you difficulty? Are you alienated by this? And that's going to be what it's all about. You know, the Democrats are going to fight back. The Republicans are going to push hard. In these kinds of elections, midterm, second term, sometimes it's about the party that's in power, at least that has control of the White House. The economy always plays a very important factor in these races. What's the economy look like later this year? Who knows? You know, are we at peace or are we at the extended war around the world? I mean, those are the external factors that weigh into elections. Today, the issues are going to be about in those 7 key seats around the country. You know, how is it going to play out? And I think Obamacare will be the central issue. We'll have to wait and see how it plays.
You know, getting back to the state election, on the Democratic side, the top of the ticket, you're going to have virtual unknown running for governor. And the Republican ticket has, of course, Governor Sandoval, popular governor. Having this unknown quantity at the top of the Democratic ticket, how does that impact Lucy Flores's race and everything else right now?
Very brief answer, please.
I think the Democrats are going to fight hard to try to get their top of the ticket people in. I think Ross Miller will be pushing hard. I think Lucy will push hard. I think those legislative seats, the Democrats control the state Senate, and I think they'll be fighting hard to try to keep that control. The Republicans will be pushing back. It's really going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
All right, Ness, we're going to leave it. Thanks for being here. Come back soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Adventure at Lithia Chrysler Jeep of Reno during the award season event.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact News 4 if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
While other Chrysler dealers are always screaming about being number one. At Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we think our customers are number one and our products are number one. Like the back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the new 2014 Ram Quad Cab 5.7 liter Hemi 4x4 for only $28,000. 2014 Hemi Express Crew Cab 4x4s for only $30,500. And save up to $11,500 on the final remaining 2013 Ram trucks. Only at Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you.
We tell our clients we're like a train heading to the courthouse, and unless the insurance company throws enough money on the tracks to derail our train, we're not going to stop.
That's right.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations with the Chamber. Ernie Adler is the former state senator, and Bob Rengo, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. And I want to give you guys an opportunity to speak a little about Joe Dini and some of your stories.
Well, you know, I probably wouldn't have been Speaker if it hadn't been for Joe Dini. So he had been Speaker once before me, and there was a north-south fight, which is not something that's been going on for some time, and he got dumped, and so I got mad. A bunch of us got mad. It wasn't a bunch of north-south people got mad because we wanted Joe to be Speaker. And so we came together and we fought, and we didn't get the Speaker that time. Paul May became Speaker, then I became Speaker, and then it was several sessions later before Joe came back. But Joe was involved in all that. And so Joe was a master of the process, and also, as you'd heard before, was just a great guy and taught a lot of us how to move through the process.
Ernie?
Yeah, I never would have been elected to the legislature without Joe Dini. As when I ran for the assembly the first time in 1986, I mean, I was starting my new private law practice. My wife was pregnant with our first son. We had absolutely no money. And Joe Dini calls me up and says, "You need to run for the assembly in this Republican district." And I was a Democrat. And he talked me into it, which was absolutely amazing when I think back about it, because I had everything going against me, but he gave me confidence that I could win, and we did win. So it was kind of an unbelievable story from there. And then after that, when I was in the legislature, he mentored me on all sorts of bills and stuff, especially natural resource bills dealing with water policy and Carson Subconservancy District, the Board to Finance Water Projects, a lot of technical bills. I worked with him to get passed through the legislature, and there's a lot of that legislation that people aren't really aware of that has a major, major impact on the state of Nevada that he got through during those years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's one of the interesting things is that, you know, with a citizen legislator, that you have people from all interesting walks of life who are the legislators. It's not just a bunch of lawyers.
No, that's a fact. And that's one of the good things about Nevada. Mm-hmm. And you have people from the rurals and the cities that have varieties of problems that need to be dealt with, and Joe was a master of dealing in all those venues.
All right, let's change topics here to the war that was occurring last week and that mercifully came to a pleasant end, which was the fight between Cliven Bundy and his 900 cows and the BLM. I watched video last Friday afternoon of people being tasered, a woman jumping onto a BLM truck and being thrown off. The governor, who is not known for jumping into the middle of fights, coming in and saying that he was very concerned on two occasions about safety, and eventually the BLM backed off. Your thoughts?
I mean, there's no good person in this, no right answer in this. I mean, I know the right and the Tea Party crowd is rallying around this rancher, but this is a guy that's breaking the law and should have been paying grazing fees for 20-something years. Every other rancher is expected to do that. Now, he may have legitimate arguments about whether he should pay grazing fees, whether, the desert tortoise, taking some of that range away for that. The perfectly legitimate arguments, plenty of examples of federal government overreach and things that are wrong about Washington, D.C., but you follow the law while trying to change the law. And I think that's the issue. So I'm not a big fan of this guy becoming a hero. That being said, BLM might have been right on the policy, but the optics and the PR were awful. So they lost the PR war when they come in there with their guns and their trucks.
And snipers, according to reports.
Yes.
Ernie?
Yeah, I think that there was too much firepower on the ground, I guess, going into this thing. I think that was inappropriate. But I agree with Trey that, I mean, you have a guy that isn't paying grazing fees and is utilizing 150 square miles of range. I mean, that's a lot of area for free. And we as taxpayers indirectly are paying for that, and I'm not happy about that. I mean, I pay my taxes even though I don't like some of them, and I obey the law, and, right. and he needs to do the same thing.
But well, at the same time, it was over $1 million spent on this effort.
Well, there's a long history here. You have to go back to the Sagebrush Rebellion, and we fought this war on the equal footing doctrine, and we lost it in the Supreme Court. The Western states fought it. Having said that, there's a lot of farmers, ranchers that are unhappy with the BLM management. A lot of them that are unhappy with how they regulate the animal units. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are unhappy with the desert tortoise. So those are issues, as Trey has said, that should be developed. The things that I take away from this are two things. One is the militarization of our police forces. And the BLM did come in with way too much firepower. And if you look at all of our police forces, they become military units. The other thing that used to be around Nevada, it used to be said, hi, I'm from the BLM, I'm here to help you. And that was totally derisive. Now you hear, hi, I'm from the U.S. government, I'm here to help you. The citizens of the United States are unhappy with the U.S. government. It is too big.
And Ray, you get the last word.
Well, I just think that BLM has become so high-handed in Nevada. But the thing is, what people have to realize, when people talk about, we need to take all this federal land back to Nevada, how in the world would our small state government ever manage all this land if it was suddenly given to our state? I think that's a red herring when people go down that road.
But I think that a lot of people in Nevada would like to try that.
Well,
that's where we got to leave it.
Sure.
All right, thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has solutions for you.
Our aggressive marketing plan will assure you the results that you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
Hi, my name is Marty.
And I'm Mary.
We came all the way from Fallon, Nevada to Carson City to Appliance Outlet and saved
$1,960.
How much do you want to save?
Northern Nevada Appliance Outlet on South Carson Street, Carson City. How much do you want to save?
Time to buy a Honda Accord?
We don't call it the spring into a Honda sales event for nothing.
What makes this Accord so special?
Rear view camera, Bluetooth, Pandora compatibility, all standard.
I'm not convinced.
It's an IIHS 2014 top safety pick.
There's a bear behind you.
Way to stay on your toes, Roberts.
This is not a drill. Get a great deal during the spring into a Honda sales event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Hi, I'm Angela Bolentini. After a car accident, don't fall for a slick attorney ad out of Las Vegas or Reno. Your case deserves high-quality local representation. Take the first step.
Street Live, make a new friend. Lawler Event Center, April 26th and 27th. Tickets on sale now.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has a no-hassle guarantee.
If you don't love my service, fire me at any time. My only job is for you to see the results you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Em. On our next broadcast, we'll have Charlie and Karen Abowd. We'll be talking about the Greenhouse Project.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.